Welcome back to Real Talk About Feminism podcast. We are kicking off the new year a little bit early, but we're kicking off the new year and we're leaving 2023 behind and doing some reflections today.
Yes, I'm so excited for 2024, especially preparing for this episode. I was just reflecting on this entire year and there's been so many major events that have happened.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that first, and then we're going to share a couple personal reflections, but we also have a couple exciting updates for you guys. First one, first and foremost, we're taking a 2-week break. So this is the last episode of 2023.
This is the last time you'll hear our voices in 2023, except for we'll be on stories.
We will be.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah.
But we are going to take a little break. We're going to rest, recover, plan, prep. Got some exciting things in the works.
Yes. So everyone knows we are obsessed with like vision boarding and like end of the year, beginning of the year prep. Like, that's kind of our thing.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, in these next 2 weeks, hopefully you guys are doing your reflections and your vision boards. We did our vision boards already, and we will post them on the story for you guys to see. But it's just the greatest way to reflect on the last year and get yourself ready and set, like, intentions, you know?
Yeah, and it was fun because we made an event of it, and we did this last year, too, where, like, we had drinks, and like this time we were with our friends. We were in a cute mountain cabin. We made a cute little
setup.
Yeah, it was so fun. Yeah. So if you make it special and like really reflect on this year and what you want to take into next year and leave behind for 2023, I think it's a really good exercise.
I do too. And it's fun.
It was fun, honestly.
It is so fun. So yeah, highly recommend. And we want to see your guys' vision boards.
Yeah. So post and tag us or DM us.
Yeah, post it on your story and tag us. Like we would love to see.
Yes. Well, our other exciting announcement is book club. And we've been teasing this for a little bit.
Yes.
But I'm so freaking excited because we're actually going to start in January.
Yep.
We have everything updated. So if you go to the link in our show notes, and we're going to have this in our Instagram bio, if you go to any of those links, then it'll take you to our book club landing page. And that's where you'll be able to sign up and get all the information.
Yes. So it has the information about the book. There's a link to get the book on Amazon if you want, or if you want to listen to it, however you want to do it. But so there's the book information and then a sign up. And you don't have to go to the book club meetings if you don't want to, but you're going to get access to the group chats and like access to all of that. So kind of like It Girl Summer, but this is free and this will be super fun. It's just a great way for us to read a book like that will give us a lot of knowledge and for us to just discuss and have a good conversation.
I'm very excited. I read mostly fiction, fantasy, romance, so I need some nonfiction in my life. We're really excited about the book that we chose for the first quarter of the year.
Yes, we are reading Invisible Women. So this is something that's been on, I think, both of our lists for a while.
For a while, yeah.
And so when we were trying to decide what book, we were like, it's a given, you know? So yeah, I'm so excited. And again, the book club meetings are going to be once a month. So you don't have to join, but it's only once a month, and I think it's a great way to connect. It'll be over Zoom. So, yeah.
Yes, it'll be so fun. So definitely join us there. And if you don't join in January, you can join late, or you can join the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. We're going to have 4 books per year.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's the thing about it. Like, it's not like if you don't start in January, you can't join. Like,
exactly.
You can join whenever, you know?
Yeah, we just want to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, and talk about a book. So, yeah.
I'm so excited.
I am too. I'm so excited. So, yeah, everyone go to the link in our show notes and check out that page with all the information about book club.
Yes. I have a couple of updates that I'll share quickly. The first one is that I moved back in with our parents. I moved back in with mom and dad recently. And it's been a really good change. I haven't shared any of this on the podcast, but this year has been financially crippling for me and very stressful. And I've had a lot of anxiety and I just feel like so much lighter and refreshed and like ready for the new year.
Yeah.
So it's been a good reset.
That's good. I'm very happy for you. I can tell that you feel lighter.
I do.
And yeah, financial stress is like the hardest thing.
It's so rough, especially like being in school, and I just don't want to stress about it.
No. I am also in the process of trying to move back in with mom and dad because we live in America, and our insurance resets in January, and I have a lot of issues. So I'm stressed about paying for my medical bills and all that. So I'm also in the process of trying to do that, but I'm still living downtown. So yeah, I'm just kind of cherishing it while it lasts.
Yeah. It was weird though this morning when I was like, I'm here, let me in.
I know. I was like, ugh, I have to let her in. But yeah, it was weird. It was very weird.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been good. I have a small nursing program update that I'll just share real quick. So I was fully intending to start in January, but I am actually going to be starting in the fall. So there was some like miscommunication. Things were not communicated to me clearly. I'm still finishing up my prereqs, and then I'm going to start in the fall. So still going for it.
Exciting.
Just a little blip in the road, but I'm very excited still.
No, I think it's exciting. That's opposite of me. I did drop out again. For the second time.
Every time you say it, it's so funny. Like, there needs to not be a stigma about it.
I know.
Like, you're thriving in your job, so.
I know. And I actually had a really good conversation with my boss yesterday because I finally told him that I dropped out and I was scared because I feel like he really likes education.
You get that vibe.
Yeah. And so I told him that, and then he was like, do you have a few minutes to chat? And I was like, no, I don't want to disappoint anyone. And then he ended up telling me, like, he was like, let's try and build in, like, some courses, like, some online stuff, you know, yeah. Like, certificates.
I love that.
Yeah, and, like, I felt really good about it because he was like, let's try and build it into work. And, like, he was like, we can kind of come up with assignments where, like, if, like, let's say typography is something I wanted to learn, like, my boss could tell me, incorporate this type of thing in your next social media post.
I really admire that.
I know. And I was obsessed because I was like nervous. I was like, I don't want to just be told, when are you going back? When are you going back?
Exactly.
You know? And so I was nervous. But then he like had that conversation with me and I was like, I love that.
I love that too. There's so many certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can still get educated.
Yeah.
On things that are applicable to your job and what you're interested in.
Right.
That's really great. Good
I know.
For you.
I know. Yeah. So I feel good about it and I'm excited. But yeah, I'm excited for your school journey because this is a big thing and it's a lot. Like you're going back to school. You yeah. have another, what? 3 years, two and a half
years. I'll finish summer of 2026.
So yeah, that's a lot, but I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I'm excited. It's been a long journey to get here.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you wanted to do nursing, and then you ended up just getting your bachelor's just because you needed to get out of school,
mm-hmm.
and you're going back to do that. Like, that's a big thing.
Yeah, I'm
it's
excited.
It's hard, and nursing is not easy, so I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into our obsessions.
Yes.
Mine is, I know I've already said Noah Kahan is my obsession of the week before, but he re-recorded Everywhere Everything with Gracie Abrams.
Oh, yeah.
And the first time I heard it, I was tearing up. It was so beautiful. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with this. So that is my obsession right now.
I love that. I added that to my fall playlist yesterday.
So good.
Because it came out
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I like it. I wasn't like, I didn't know that song before.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know it was a re-record.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's been doing.
Yeah. I'm like, where's Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah, exactly. Or like, where's some new music here? Come on.
Right. Like, are we working on a new album or we're just recreating what's already there? Yeah, no, I like that. I was listening to New Perspective this
I love
morning.
New Perspective.
And I liked it. I was thinking of you because I know you really like that song.
That song.
Yeah. Okay. Noah Kahan. I love that.
What's your obsession?
My obsession is my new migraine glasses.
Upgrade. Major upgrade.
So here's the thing. I have my other ones still. I know everyone's seen them because I wore them in stories. Okay. If not, I looked like Jeffrey Dahmer and it was scary.
Low key.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Like nobody would notice it unless I said it. But then once I said it, I couldn't get it out of my head.
Yeah, I couldn't get over it.
Yeah, so, like, I ordered these from, it's called Zeti Optical, And I like,
they look so cute.
Right. I completely customized them. Like, I chose the frames. They were expensive, but I chose the frames. I chose the tint. I was getting fancy with it, and it was like, you can engrave something in it for $5 extra. And so I was like, Haley Page. And then I was like, wait, no.
You're like, I don't need that.
Yeah, I was like, that's unnecessary. But yeah, so that's my new obsession. They're super cute. And I still wear my other ones at night because they're a little darker, mm-hmm. and that's when my symptoms are bad. But yeah, I love them.
I love it.
Yeah.
Today's feminist highlight is Sandra Day O'Connor. And yes, very big name. We all know who she is. But the reason I'm highlighting her is because she recently passed.
She did.
She was the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court. She passed away on December 1st. And according to NPR, quote, while on the court, O'Connor was called the most powerful woman in America. Because of her position at the center of a court that was so closely divided on so many major questions, she often cast the deciding vote in cases involving abortion, affirmative action, national security, campaign finance reform, and separation of church and state and states' rights. She also helped lead the majority that reaffirmed Roe v. Wade in 1992.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P., Sandra.
And thank you for everything that you did.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break to talk about our sponsor, BetterHelp.
It's 2023, and it's time to really prioritize our mental health this year. No matter where you are in life, everyone can benefit from therapy. Whether you need to work through trauma or just need a safe person to talk to, BetterHelp is here for you.
BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy service. Get matched with a professional licensed therapist in your state who you can trust.
BetterHelp has options to communicate with your therapist via chat, email, or video, and you can message them at any time to get help.
BetterHelp is giving our listeners 10% off if you sign up using the link in our show notes.
If you're struggling with depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, grief, or just need someone to talk to, try BetterHelp today by clicking the link in our show notes or go to betterhelp.com/RTAFpod to get 10% off today.
All right, let's get into 2023 and 2024.
Yes, so let's talk about some of the big things that happened this year.
Yeah, I feel like there was a lot. I think the world could not catch a break.
I agree.
Like every time something happened, I'm like, can we?
I agree.
Just pause.
Yeah, I agree. I'm like, it makes me scared because like, I don't believe this anymore, but like all growing up, like we were told like the second coming,
literally
like, there's going to be
destruction and wars.
And I always get so scared. And then I'm like, wait, I don't even believe that anymore.
But no, literally. That was scary. Talk about trauma.
But it still scares me. Like, cause it's like ingrained in me.
No, sometimes I'll be like, oh my gosh, what if Jesus comes before I have kids or before I travel the world or, you know?
No, I think that. And then I'm like, wait, I don't even believe it.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, there was a lot.
There was a lot. So in the beginning of the year, for a majority, Russia-Ukraine war, a lot going on there. Mm-hmm. Very sad.
Yeah.
And wasn't that like carrying into from like early end of December 2022 into the new year?
Yes.
Yeah. ChatGPT launched by OpenAI in the beginning of the year.
We love it.
Which has really made things convenient for a lot of people.
It has. It was funny because I was talking to Dad the other day and he was like, yeah, so I was just using chat and I was like, so it's chat now.
Just a casual thing.
Yeah, but no, I love it.
It is nice.
Remember when you were scared of AI in our AI episode?
I was terrified.
And now we love it. It is kind of scary if you like think about it.
Yeah.
So if you just don't think about it.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, this is really nice.
Yeah, you're like, this is helping me a lot.
Yeah. The fires in Maui and Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big thing.
And turns out our cousin was there.
Yes.
Like, that was
insane. And we were so worried.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of people that were stuck, that were fleeing. Their lives were literally turned over in a matter of hours.
Yeah. That was bad.
Very bad.
Do they ever know what sparked that?
I don't know.
Just like a wildfire?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because that's how they usually start.
Imagine if it was a person, like with like that baby shower announcement.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like a lot of big fires will start from things like that. Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah, that's awful.
Elon Musk's SpaceX rocket exploding minutes after launching. Do you remember that?
Wait, was there anyone in it?
No, okay. It was just a test. Rocket.
Wait, okay, that's reminding me of like, have you seen the video when he was like, this window on our car is bulletproof, And so he was like doing a demo on stage and he had someone throw a rock at it and it cracked the window. So that reminds me of that. I'm like, Elon, get it together.
Come on.
You can't have rockets exploding.
Literally. Well, it was an exciting thing, remember? Because it was like a space explorer.
Oh.
And so we were like, okay, this is kind of cool, actually. But then it exploded.
That's embarrassing.
I know.
Like, you know? I'm dying at that.
King Charles III coronation.
I'm scared.
R.I.P. Queen Elizabeth.
No, literally. Okay, remember when everyone in America was pretending like she was our queen? Like, I understand, like, a world leader.
Right. For many years
passing away. Yes, like, it was very sad. But at the end of the day, she was really old and
she lived a long, full life.
Yeah, like, she lived a long, full life. And, like, I remember there was, like, big signs downtown with, like, remembering Queen Elizabeth. And I was like, she's not our queen.
And remember there were two sides, though, because there were some controversial things.
Oh, yeah.
In her reign.
Yeah.
Especially in, like, her early reign.
Right. So it was like, okay, it's like, sad.
So why exactly are we supporting this?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not our queen. But RIP to a powerful world leader.
Yeah. Yeah. RIP. For sure.
Yeah.
Especially a woman.
Yep. Especially a woman.
The Eras Tour.
Yes.
And the Renaissance Tour.
And the Renaissance Tour. Did you see that Taylor went to Beyonce's film for her tour?
Oh, I didn't see that.
And she was like, got invited by the queen. And I was like, this is so iconic.
Well, because Beyonce went to Taylor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely love this.
Yeah. I like that. That's cute.
Yes. Guys, I am going to Eras in 2024. I have decided that. I'm making it happen.
I kind of want to go because I've been in my Taylor Swift era.
We will figure this out. We're going.
Okay. We also were talking about a Europe trip this morning.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to
Which is going to happen somehow.
It will. But yeah, I kind of want to go to Eras Tour now because I'm like, I've been listening to her a lot now and I'm like, this is so nostalgic.
Yes. Here's my thing with it. I know that I would regret it if I never got to go. It is that important to me.
Yeah.
And I don't feel shame about that. No. I know it's expensive.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking what I would wear. I'm like, what era would I wear?
I know.
I think I would be Enchanted. Like, Speak Now. Like, I just want like a purple, like flowy dress.
I love that.
I don't know.
I think I'd go as Lover. Because I'm a Lover girl.
You're a Lover girl.
Or a 1989 girly.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not going as a Folklore girly.
No.
I want Sparkle.
Like, maybe Reputation.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Titan sub missing.
Okay, this was sad because people
this
died.
This was very sad.
But also it was a big thing.
It was a big deal.
Like, remember when they had the countdown?
Wait, that feels so dystopian.
There was literally a live countdown
of how much oxygen they had left
until it... What was it? Imploded? Or
until they just died.
Spontaneous combustion.
Suffocated.
Yeah. Like,
what was that? That was a fever dream. What was the verdict on that? It exploded?
Yes, but there was something sketchy going on with it. Okay. Like,
People thought it was like a suicide mission or something, right?
It was that. And then also when they had that live countdown going, the government already knew that they had died like 2 days earlier.
What?
Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah, it was a whole thing. I don't know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That was like everything on my For You page.
I know.
I was kind of annoyed.
No, I know. Like, and then people started like making memes. I'm like, we can't make memes out of everything, guys.
One thing about Gen Z.
Yeah, one thing about Gen Z. There was also this year the Turkey-Syria earthquake, which was 7.8 magnitude.
That was sad.
I feel like there's been like a few really bad earthquakes this year.
Yeah. That was really sad.
Yeah.
I feel like there's always one or two that just like hit a country.
Yeah. Because like I know Nepal got hit.
Yeah. Like Haiti's gotten hit.
Yeah. So that's...
It's really sad.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Barbenheimer.
You haven't seen Oppenheimer.
I haven't seen. I probably will never.
I think it was fun because my boyfriend's an engineer. And so he was like understanding how everything worked, and he was like explaining it, which was actually really nice. Mm-hmm. It was a very long movie though, and if I didn't, I would never watch it on my own terms. But it was very good.
Yeah, at this point, it's past.
It's past for you? Yeah, it's not, I wouldn't watch it either at this point. But it was good. But Barbie?
Barbie, that was a cultural reset.
Barbie, it was a cultural reset.
Yeah. We gotta watch that again.
I know, I wanna get it on Amazon.
Yes. Because
I'm like, okay, it's $25. It's a one-time investment.
Yep.
I'll watch it forever.
It's fun. Spain's women's soccer team winning the FIFA World Cup.
Yes.
That was very cool.
Yep. And that also raised a lot of commotion about women's sports and all that. So that was important.
Yeah, that was cool. That was also when the coach kissed the girl on the lips. Yeah. That whole thing.
Yeah. If men have one thing. Like, why did you think that was appropriate?
Why?
Especially in front of everyone. Like, what do you do?
I will never get over that.
Yeah, literally. So we have the Israel and Palestine conflict going on.
Which is ongoing.
Which we talked about a few episodes ago, where our hearts are just going out to the people suffering.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok that The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Did you see that? He donated.
It was like $4 billion
or four
no,
million.
It was a million.
Okay. $4 million to Gaza and like the humanitarian crisis and everything. And everyone in the comments was so unserious. Like, they were like, I'm listening to Abel all weekend. Like, like, guys,
I know.
Let's just appreciate this.
I know, but he's like a world, like, he yeah, is well, known as like yes. a humanitarian. I'm like,
yes.
Okay, we saw him.
Yes, I support you.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, so I was listening to him in the car, and then a song came on. I was going to skip it, and I was like, you know what? I'll give this to him.
I'll give this to him.
He just got, showing my appreciation.
He got, like, low-key canceled after
The Idol.
He kind of, not canceled, but people were just, like, unsettled.
People were
him.
Turned off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, even I was just, like, I didn't really, like,
I didn't love seeing the content constantly on my For You page. I wasn't going to watch it.
Yeah, and then, like, when I would hear a song, I was like, I'm just thinking of him with his rat tail, and I'm scared. So, yeah. But that was good. That was, yeah. We respect that.
Yeah, major. Well, we're going to talk about one thing we're going to leave behind in 2023 and one thing we're going to take with us into the new year.
Yes.
You want to go first?
Yes. So one thing I'm leaving behind in 2023 is, and I don't really know how to like put this into one word, but I've talked about this on the podcast a little bit. I did EMDR therapy this year, and I don't even like, I'm so amazed at how well it worked. Like, I'm honestly like, whoa. But it completely rewired my brain and the way I think, not the way I think about my, but the emotional attachment I have to my trauma.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And it was amazing. I don't know like when you finish that, because I technically still could keep going, but I'm at it. I feel really good right now. So I want to leave kind of not that trauma, and I don't want to say like the victim mentality, but like I want to leave the feeling of being defined by my assaults in 2023.
That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah. And I just want to take, like, I want to go forward in 2024 with not thinking of myself as the girl who was assaulted twice, but like a strong woman who survived, you know?
I love that.
So that's what I want to leave behind.
I love that. That's a positive spin.
Yeah.
And that shows, like, all of your work throughout the years.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know.
That's amazing.
And, like, you can even see my progression on, like, talking about it on the podcast.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's what I'm leaving behind.
Love that.
Yeah. What about you?
I am leaving behind stressing about the future and not living in the moment and not living as intentionally as I would like to,
mm-hmm.
which kind of connects to what I'm taking forward. But I really just want to develop like a slower paced lifestyle. Like, I don't want to be go, go, go in my masculine. I want to be more in my feminine, more playful energy,
mm-hmm.
slower, more intentional.
Yeah. I love that.
Yes.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah. Honestly, like for me, because I do want to live more in the moment. I don't want to always be thinking so far ahead.
Exactly. Because I'm like, things are going to work out. It's really just trusting the universe, right?
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it does always work out.
It does.
Somehow it does. Even if it's stressful, even if it's not the way you wanted it, it'll work out.
It does.
I love that.
Yes. Well, I'm excited for the new year.
Yes.
Be sure to join our book club using the link in the show notes. Connect with us on Instagram because we're going to have book club updates and everything else on there as usual.
Yep.
And we will see you guys in 2024. Enjoy your holidays.
Enjoy your holiday break. We love you guys so much.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yes. Thank you for all the support. If you enjoy this episode or any episode throughout 2023, please leave us a rating and review so that we can go into the new year with feeling all that love. And like Ken said, we're taking our 2-week break, but we will be back and we're so excited. And so we hope you guys have a great new year.
Bye.